Sonia Feldhoff.
Weekdays from 1
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Is this report confirming what you'd already suspected, or did that come as a bit of a surprise?
It actually came as a surprise to us. So we set out to look at, on a national level, whether there were any differences between men and women who have a serious type of a heart attack called a STEMI, which is ST elevation myocardial infarction. And we looked at the concordance registry, which looks at 41 hospitals across Australia. As we assessed the treatments and also outcomes of patients by gender. And when we set out to do the study, we weren't expecting a difference between men and women, but that's actually what we found.
How significant was that difference?
It was significant because at a number of treatments and outcomes they were shown to have reduced rates. So women are less likely to undergo coronary angiography, which is to have a look at whether they have blockages in the arteries, which is causing the heart attack. They were less likely to have those blockages treated. They were also less likely to have preventative medications on discharge and also cardiac rehabilitation, which are all very important sort of treatments after having a heart attack.
So I'm struggling to understand, though, Ehsan Khan, why it wouldn't just be standard that when a certain thing happens, no matter what your gender, why that process just wouldn't follow through.
Yeah, so I think, we're all a bit perplexed about, what the reasons behind these differences. I mean, we have shown that there is a difference. We, through this research, we did try to account for things that we would otherwise think that could account for these differences. So things such as women presenting differently, because they often do present with atypical symptoms. That's, I guess, a little bit hard to account for, but we did try to account for some of the other reasons that have been put forward as the differences between between men and women. But even accounting for that, there were still differences. So I guess what we have been thinking about is there may be an unconscious bias, amongst both perhaps patients and clinicians. We need to do more research and look for ways in which we can bridge this gap.
So the upshot of this is basically that women are being undertreated in these circumstances.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess the difficult thing is that, as clinicians, when we see patients with heart attacks, no one consciously, undertreats women. So there must be some other reason for these differences. I guess we weren't able to work that out through this research, but I think that's what's required in the future, is to really look at the possible reasons for these differences.
Can I ask you, what is the current state of play in relation to heart attacks? My understanding is that heart attacks are the biggest killer of both men and women in Australia. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Because...
Yeah,
because I've already got a text from John in Mount Gambier who says, wow, the PC Brigade needs to settle down. Blokes have more heart attacks and probably die first up as a result more. Is that correct?
Yes, so I think men are, proportion-wise, they have higher, have more heart attacks than women, but it's still the biggest killer in both men and women. So I think, we have long recognised that men are at risk of cardiovascular disease, but, it's not typically thought of as a killer in women. So it's the number one cause of death in women as well. So I think that's something that we're trying to do through this research, to raise that awareness.
But that's weird, isn't it, that we can say in the same breath it's the number one killer of women, but it's not really recognised as being a danger for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And
that's a weird irony.
Yeah, that is. I agree.
Yeah. Ehsan Khan is my guest. He's a cardiology registrar at Flinders Medical Centre. We'll come back to him and find out a little bit more about this report. This report has just found that women basically are not being treated seriously enough, one would have to say. They're being undertreated when presenting with heart attacks at hospitals. My next guest is Peter King. Peter is a nurse and also a PhD candidate at Samri Heart Health. Now, you've been studying women's heart health in your PhD, Peter, so this is right up your alley. Are you surprised by these findings?
Not particularly, no. There's been some really interesting research that's come out probably in the last 5 or so years looking at how women are presenting with heart attacks, how they're being treated in hospital. And the research that is coming out, this study's great because it's at a national level, but there has been some state-based and also hospital-based studies which have shown that women are far less likely to receive coronary angiography or important heart testing when they are presenting with a heart attack. And some of that reasoning is because they are presenting with atypical symptoms or they're not bringing themselves to hospital early enough.
Okay, so does a woman suffering a heart attack have different symptoms to a man?
Yeah, they can do.
So a lot? Significantly different?
Significantly different in the point where what you see in the media when someone has a heart attack or
clutching the chest,
elephant standing on top of them, all of those things. A lot of women don't experience that kind of chest pain. They might not actually experience chest pain at all. So they might feel just generally unwell. They might have a bit of jaw pain, some pain shooting down an arm. And because we're not educated enough about recognising that, hey, this actually could be a heart attack, we're actually not taking it seriously enough and we're not presenting to hospital.
So when we talk about this unconscious bias, it might not be gender-related in the sense that you go, well, there's a woman, we're not going to take this seriously enough. It just might be that they're not presenting in a way that we're typically used to seeing heart attacks presented.
Absolutely. And the research that is coming out more and more is that we need to start recognising these other risk factors, not just your main ones, which you see heavily educated about in the media.
And so are we only just recently or noticing that women experience this in a different way than men do?
The scary stats have been coming out probably in the last 10 years. There's been a huge push in the last 5 to 6 by the Heart Foundation, both the Australian and International Heart Foundations, that, hey, women aren't recognising that they're at risk and they are at serious risk. It's actually our number one killer. We need to start doing something about that. We need to start educating women and encouraging them to go and get their heart health checked.
How do you do that?
It's as simple as going back to your GP and asking for a heart health check. There are things like knowing your numbers. Women should know what their blood cholesterol level is. They should know what their blood pressure is. Having a blood test to check your risk for diabetes as well. Maintaining a healthy diet and maintaining a healthy BMI are all really important things. It's something as simple as when you go in to your GP for a 12-month check, it's just asking for these extra things to be done.
Let's be clear then. So that typical, those symptoms that you were talking about that a man feels, that clutching of the chest, that real pressure on the chest, a woman will never feel that or is unlikely to feel that?
It's not even that. It's some women will experience that. They will have a very typical heart attack, absolutely. But there are cases and a lot of cases where women do not have those symptoms. So it needs to be an awareness that you may actually experience something other than what your typical heart attack symptom is.
Will men always feel it like that?
Generally, yes.
Generally, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go through some of the symptoms then that women would alternatively feel.
So jaw pain is quite common.
They may, as in stiff?
As in a stiff, achy jaw.
Yes.
They can experience arm pain or like a numbness and tingling running down their left arm.
The arm where your heart is closest to.
Some women actually experience back pain, so in between the shoulder blades at the back. Nausea. Vomiting, a feeling of just being unwell and run down, which is really vague and hard to kind of go, oh, am I just feeling a little bit run down today because I've been working too much or, you know, I've got a bit of a cold or is it something more serious?
And no wonder perhaps this is underdiagnosed because all of those symptoms could perhaps be explained away as something else.
Absolutely, and it can happen. But the thing is, if you know that this isn't normal for you and it's playing in and you've got other symptoms on top, like you're feeling a bit nauseous or run down and all of a sudden you notice that you've got a bit of an achy jaw as well, there's no harm in presenting to an emergency department and being told that everything's fine and normal and you can go home and run about your normal life rather than sitting and waiting on it and collapsing at home having a major heart attack.
So if you're feeling those pains and it is associated with a heart attack, are you having one in that moment or is that suggesting the run-up, the lead-up to it?
It's hard to say. It's kind of, you know, the chicken and the egg kind of situation. But if you are feeling those things, it's very, what we strongly encourage is actually call an ambulance because, you know, time is muscle. The longer you sit and wait on it, the more severe your heart attack can become and there's less we can do about it.
It's coming up to 20 minutes past 3 here on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill. My guests are at the moment Peter King and also Ehsan Khan. We're talking about a new report that shows that women suffering from heart attacks are being undertreated. And in fact, many of them are twice as likely to die 6 months after they're discharged, according to this new research that's been quite surprising to many in the medical field. If you want to make a comment, or perhaps maybe you've had an experience with this, I'd love to hear from you. 1300 222 891. Give me a ring. Text me too on 0467 922 891. If I can return to Ehsan Khan from the Flinders Medical Centre, Ehsan, with this report, did you end up making any recommendations? Given what we're hearing from Peter, maybe we need to bone up a little bit more, and certainly the medical profession does, on the different ways men and women experience heart attacks.
Yeah, I think, we probably need to start acting on this now. I guess, you know, it's a little bit, I mean, difficult to address it directly because as I suggested earlier, we're not exactly sure what the underlying causes are, but we can propose certain reasons as we have during this program. So I guess the main thing is to, raise awareness amongst both the community and the health professionals that there is a gender gap in Australia and we need to do everything we can to help ensure that this gap is bridged. I guess it's also a trigger for further research to be conducted in this field and ongoing research that would help identify these reasons so we can then directly look at, help address the causes. And I guess the third thing is that, monitoring these parameters is also important because had we not looked at this, we would never have known about this. So I guess this sort of tells us that we do need to have ongoing sort of registries with this sort of data and look at them very closely. And gender may be one of the aspects that we should be focusing on in a number of other diseases that could also, there could also be a gap there as well. So
it sounds also that women need to take responsibility for this more themselves, because one of the aspects that Peter was explaining was that perhaps women are presenting too late because they're not recognising these symptoms themselves. And I'm presuming that if, like everything, early attention is the key.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, often, we find as clinicians, we see, women encouraging their partners to seek medical attention, but often they don't do the same for themselves.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, this is a wake up call for women to take a closer look at their health and be aware of these the risks they're at.
Ehsan Khan, thank you. Victoria's given us a ring. Hello, Victoria.
Hello.
What was your situation? You sounded like you were very young when you had to think about these sorts of things.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of what was happening. I thought it was either asthma or a panic attack.
And what age were you at the time?
19.
Okay, and so what were you experiencing, Victoria?
I had a lot of just chest pain, like someone had almost beaten me up into the ribs. And breathing difficulty, my asthma was worsening, so I thought it was just something to do with that.
Right.
And I went to my GP for a checkup to see if it was a chest infection, and they said they can't see anything. I had x-rays, there's nothing wrong with my lungs, but my heart rate was erratic. and I had to go to an emergency ward and see a cardiologist for it, and I was in the hospital overnight just to wait for things to settle down again. They said it was due to poor lifestyle and possibly a blockage.
And what did it end up, and is that what it ended up being?
Yeah, I was very unhealthy. I was drinking like 4 Red Bulls a day and things like that.
Okay, so life is a bit different for you these days?
Yeah, definitely. It was very scary, especially so young.
Yeah, amazing. Look, Victoria, thank you very much for that. Peter, how often do you hear about it in people as young as Victoria?
It's not very common, no. That would be a rare occurrence, and I assume looking at something like drinking 12 Red Bulls a day probably isn't advisable.
No. Well, as they said, it was potentially lifestyle related in relation to that. On our text line, the rep says, my wife had a heart attack at 42 years old. Her symptoms were pain in the right arm and even left it until next morning when I forced her to see a doctor. Well, good on you, the rep. But he was mentioning the right arm rather than the left arm.
Sometimes you can get referred pain down to different arms. Everyone has a different course when they have their own heart attack. That might have just been hers.
Okay. On the text line, Doormat says, appreciate this health news and a good thing to broadcast. However, let's please not forget that men in the younger years diet 3 times the rate of women and twice as many over a lifetime. Keep the good news up. He says,
I have to agree with that statement, but I do have to make one comment, is that women actually catch up to the rate that men have heart attacks once they're postmenopausal. So, yes, the rate of men having heart attacks is a lot higher during the younger years, but the moment women go through menopause, the rate of actually having a heart attack is actually exactly the same.
Oh, another joy to look forward to. There we go. This text says, according to the ABC, women are so downtrodden in every aspect of life. What a joke. What advice, Peter, would you give women then when it comes to the, you know, in the wake of this report that suggests that they are being undertreated and we're not quite sure why, but how much do you advocate for yourself in these circumstances?
Be your own health advocate. If you think something is wrong, continue to follow it up until you've got an answer. The most important thing a woman can do at the moment for her own heart health, and this applies to men as well, is go and get a heart health check. It's not hard. It's something you can do 12 monthly. It just involves a blood test, getting your blood pressure checked, and maintaining a healthy diet. Those things are so important. The Heart Foundation has awesome resources on their website about how to do this and what questions to ask your GP.
Fantastic. Peter King, thank you for your time. Peter is a PhD candidate at Samri Heart Health. She's also a nurse. We also thank Ehsan Khan, cardiology registrar at Flinders Medical Centre, who is one of the authors of this national report.